Good to be here this morning to be with my family at Pecan Grove. I always look forward to this. I see so many people that I have known for any 20 years or two that I'm going to say how long I know Jerry Sherb. Almost 50 years I've had high back. But you know, this has been a good month. We have had trouble, and I'm of course saying, Had a wreck. We were on the way to put the prison to take our class. And someone ran on the side, the driver's side. He cut it, he bumped the up. I did not feel anything. But on the day, I wanted to go to the hospital with Yoda and to put the primary word about me. Are you hurt? Are you hurt? I'm asking them to get my pressure out of the back of the car. I finally said, "Sir, I've been this way all my life." But you know, the behavior I remember seeing. But you know, it's really fun to be handicapped. There are kind of comical things that happen. Although I was scared to death about Rosa. But she's okay. She got bummed up. But she's going to be okay. Thank God for that. Well, I'm thinking of what I was going to say today. I would like to talk on a subject that is very dear to all of us. I want to talk about prayer. You know, we can read the Word, we can get God in our heart. God talks to us through the Word. It's so beautiful. But you know, we're in such an honor that we can talk to Him. It's an honor to be able to talk to Jesus and ask Him to intercede on our behalf to the Father. We pray to whom is God has said that we give thanks to God and the Father of all of Jesus Christ, praying always for you. God will take what we say, and God is going to help it. We may be impatient, But God is always with us. He knows what we need before we need to ask. But we need to pray through Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about for Congo. It's amazing how many congregations I go to and they get up and pray and they don't say, in the name of Christ. Well, that may be okay for a lot of people. I don't go to jail sincerity. But I think we all need to ask Jesus. He's the one we're talking to. And Romans 1:8, it says, I thank God through Jesus Christ for you all. It's so good to be able to go to Christ and talk to Him for our needs and for the people we love dearly, to pray for them each day. How often should we pray? Romans 12:12, rejoicing in our heart, precious tribulations, counting in the instant prayer. Instant prayer, God, Jesus, instantly. You know, we think we need to pray aloud. That's okay. If you need to pray aloud, pray aloud. It doesn't make any difference to Jesus. But Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, that we should pray without ceasing. What does that mean? Pray without ceasing. We can go about each day of what we're doing, and we can always talk to God with a mind, with a heart. God knows all our needs. Jesus knows our needs, but we need to talk to Him. Sometimes I get ashamed of myself. I bet Jesus at times said, boy, that guy can't talk. He don't talk to me. But Jesus is with me 24 hours a day, and I don't talk to Him. What's wrong? What's wrong? I need to be thinking about Christ all the time. I don't mean to be forgetting. Christ gave me life. Christ is going to take my life. What's in time? I don't know when I'm going to go out of the war, but I tell you, it's going to be good. The only sad thing about death for me is the ones I have behind. But I'm going to a better place. And I'm going to wait for them to go through that gate too. Well, I'm going to do it because for the dinner. Hebrew 4:15, 14:16, Papa, do you mind reading that?
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
Mary, he talks a lot better than I do. But yes, you're wonderful. We have a great half-proof. He will nail that down. Jesus Christ, by the honor of Melchizedek, he is a great high priest forever and ever. I thank God that we have Christ on the throne next to his Father. And in verse 16, so we need to go boldly to the throne of Christ. And he will intercede for our needs. He, like Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5, one God in Christ. Or intercessor. He is our intercessor to our needs. And you know, for Timothy 2:1-2, it said, I wrote that for, but for all supplication, prayer, intercessions, and giving of thanks, be made for all men, for kings, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a right, peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. We do need to both pray for our people that is in authority, even Obama. But I tell you, we need to pray that Obama is not going to change our country all the way. I'm not here to make a political statement. We need to pray for our freedom and that our country will stay free. And it will, because you know what? Well, God is in the midst. And no matter what comes and goes, we're going to be free. We're going to be free in Christ. And one day, we'll be free 100%. Then I'm going to say, fly in a way that we can forgive others. We need to pray for our enemies. Everyone has people that really don't care, you know. But that's why I'm not perfect. I'm Robert Reed. I might have things that people don't care for. That's okay. But I can love them anyway. And maybe number 25-26, he said, for you stay praying for guilt. If you have anything against any the dear Father also, which you haven't, may forgive you. But if you do not forgive, you the one your Father in heaven forgive you for passing. It's a difficult task to forgive. Jesus forgave even on the cross when they were spitting on him, cursing him, making fun of him. What he did is say, Father, forgive them for they do not what to do. Jesus in Matthew 4, when he went up from 48 to 49, Matthew 49, and not such a thing, Matthew 4, and Jesus pointed the devil of teaching him in every way. What did Jesus tell him? Get behind me, devil. We need to take that example. The devil is going to tempt us in every way. Every way. But we can conquer because we have a conqueror. Jesus is in your life. I love the Philosopher Jesus prayer, John 17. Jesus told his Father, I have done everything you have asked me to do. I have worked everywhere. I have talked to everyone. I would love to be able to say that. I can't. But I have a Savior that did it all. He's going to do it all for me. As long as I stay in Christ, there's not anything that can bother me. And there's not anything that can bother you, as long as you are in Christ. He is the greatest example we ever had and ever will have. And you know what? Without everyone in the world can help you what we have. Mark 15:16 says, he that believeth and is baptized is saved. He that believeth not is condemned. That's pretty hard. I cannot say the Bible on it. has a great commission in May. You know what? We're in the body of Christ. What a wonderful thing to be in the body of Christ. Have his body loves us. Talk about the body of Christ. I never forget my first paper I dictated in my graduate program. I was dictating to the little boy who was a junior, and he was looking at me. And I was dictating about who hurts the body of Christ. And when I got back home, I would read my paper to make sure it was okay. You know what he said? I said, for people in the body of Christ, everyone hurts. You know what? We need to get hurt. All need to get hurt. I'm proud I read that paper because I didn't know what my professor would have thought if he had read that. But it's quite such an honor to be the body of Christ, because that's where we get that true love, that true care from our brothers and sisters. That's why it's so important for everyone to be in the body of Christ. Be baptized in his name for the remission of our sins. And two, we need prayer and help our brothers who pray for you. That's such an honor that I help, and I want everyone to be able to have that. It's so important to read the Word, but it's such an honor to be able to pray and know that we have a body in Christ that is doing the same for me. Anyone that has not obeyed the gospel, you need to. Anyone that don't pray, this is the time to come. What we say,
I just say.